Two states are pitted against each other over the future maintenance of the nation's submarine fleet. Every 10 years, the Collins-class submarines undergo a full refurbishment at the Osborne Naval Base in Adelaide. But the subs also get smaller service at Henderson in Western Australia. Now, with construction due to begin in 2023 on the new submarine fleet, there is a push to relocate all of the maintenance to WA. And not surprisingly, South Australia is not so happy about it. Our reporter Cathy Van Extel has this now from Adelaide.
This is in front of the submarine. So you can see the torpedo tubes down here. So six torpedo tubes, capable of firing Mark 48 torpedoes or UGM 84 missiles. Sonar system, so really a submarine.
One of the six Collins class submarines is halfway through a 2-year full refurbishment by shipbuilder ASC, which built and now maintains the subs for defence. Former naval officer Mark Stevens heads ASC operations.
Every 10 years, the submarine comes in for a 2-year full cycle docking, which is a major, if you look in terms of your car, it's the major servicing. Well, in fact, it's probably a total restoration. It's stripped down to the bare shell, everything removed, refurbished and put back in. This is HMS Waller. She's probably about halfway through her cycle. So we'll take you up there.
We're inside ASC North, the vast high-tech submarine construction and maintenance facility at Osborne in Adelaide. There's uncertainty about its future here as Defence weighs up the pros and cons of relocating the operations to Western Australia. In a far corner, apprentice welders are loading metal tiles onto a forklift. They're the next generation of workers being trained to maintain the submarine fleet. One of them is the son of a current worker.
Kids follow their parents into the industry, so
around 700 workers would be impacted by a decision to relocate. Their unions have been campaigning against such a move. During their lunch break, several workers caught up with me off-site.
I'm an engineering tradesperson, mechanical. I deal with hatchery crew, which does all the propulsion, driveline and all the steering and diving on the submarine.
Matthew Premiere has worked on the Collins-class subs for 12 years. He's worried Adelaide could suffer another so-called valley of death.
If it does move, and with the delays already behind in future submarine, that we'll have a valley of death Mark II, basically, where we'll have no work to transition into, and then you lose the skills, the capability, and then which starts giving them the argument to be able to start doing more work overseas, etc., on the future sub.
And personally, what would it mean for you?
It would affect me and my family, and we'll have to find work elsewhere. And there's already a lot of Holden's workers out there trying to find work and other shipbuilders at South. So it's already a clogged market trying to find work.
Hi, my name's Wayne Weaver.
Wayne, how long have you been working here?
27 years. I've been through the build process and the challenges that we've had, and we've got through that and certainly have improved performance and saved a lot of money, and still just to have an uncertain future is pretty hard to work with.
How worried are you about this operation being shifted to WA?
Yeah, I am worried. I don't think it makes sense for the taxpayer to pay for all this when we've got a good facility here.
And what would it mean to you?
Well, I suppose I'm getting towards the end of my career, but I'm more worried about the younger guys that are coming through.
G'day, I'm Paul Sanford. Yeah. I'm a mechanical fitter.
Paul, how long have you been working here?
12 years now.
If it was to move to WA, is it something that you would consider relocating?
As a single parent, I couldn't do that. I'd have to look for alternative work. It just seems there could be a long period of time between now and the new build of the submarines where those skills will be lost.
Anthony Goldsworthy, 3.5 years on this site as a mechanical apprentice. I'm an ex-Holden's worker, so I've lived through all that before, the uncertainty. It's a horrible feeling just to have that not knowing all the time.
How long did it take you to find work?
6 months, I think it took me. And even then, it was only contracting work, so there's no security in that style of work. Yeah, stressful, anxiety. You never know whether on the Friday you're going to get that don't come Monday text message or phone call. I've got small kids and family, so to relocate there, I'd have to move them. We wouldn't have the support of other family members that we have at the moment, so definitely have to stay here.
Limited space at Osborne is one of the reasons being argued in favour of relocation. If the Collins-class maintenance was shifted to WA, there'd be more room for the construction of the new attack submarines. Eric Fuzil is Adelaide University's Shipbuilding Hub Director. He's worked with both ASC and Naval Group, which has the new subs contract.
When you look at the area layout, you need access to the water. But the future submarine shipyard is built on the other side of the road. So if you want to launch the attack class submarines, we'll need to go through the ASC facilities. So that could be one of the reasons why you would want to relocate. Maybe there is also a risk mitigation measure from the Commonwealth to avoid contamination of IP between the Collins-class submarine and the Attack-class submarine.
Shipbuilders Federation of Unions co-convener Peter Bauer believes it's political.
Clearly the skills, knowledge, capabilities here, the infrastructure's here. They are estimating $1 billion cost to move it from South Australia to WA. It just doesn't make any sense.
It's not only unions opposed to the move. Former Adelaide Mayor and Business SA CEO Martin Hazy says the loss of 700 jobs would impact an already soft jobs market. He's also concerned about the impact on local businesses.
It's not just the advanced manufacturers, it's often the technology companies, it's the caterers, it's a whole multitude of other businesses which may not be immediately apparent, but they are actually providing support and services to the larger corporates, ASC included.
The relocation decision rests with the Defence Minister. There's intense lobbying from both WA and South Australia. ASC is not commenting publicly, but according to a new report commissioned by ASC, released under FOI, relocating submarine maintenance would likely cost more, see half the South Australian workforce lose their jobs, and reduce the safety and performance of the submarines. Industry expert Eric Fuzil believes there are lessons to be drawn from history.
If we look at what happened at Cockatoo Island with the Oberon-class submarines in the 80s, there was a decision by Kim Beazley then to relocate the Oberon maintenance from Cockatoo Island to Garden Island in New South Wales. So that was just a few kilometres away. That ended up in derailing the Oberon's full-cycle dockings up to the point that 5 years without the boats available to the Navy. Here we're talking about South Australia and Western Australia.
That's Eric Fusel there from Adelaide University, ending that report by Cathy Van Extel. And in a statement, a spokesperson for the Defence Minister, Linda Reynolds, has told RN Breakfast that ASC submitted a preliminary report in the first quarter of 2019. Following consideration of that report, work is now underway to develop detailed options in close collaboration with industry. And we'll post the full statement on our website shortly.